You have to get up pretty early in the morning to make it to school on time in Fairfax County, and that can make for some drowsy students, as one of them told News Channel 4 in Washington.
I walk through the hallway when I get to school, and I literally see kids sleeping on the floor at school.
Katie Johnston Hertz joins us now from the Virginia Public Access Project. Katie, Reese Shapiro wrote a couple of stories in the Washington Post about this issue in Fairfax. What time does a teenager's day begin in the county?
Teenagers in Fairfax County are boarding school buses as early as 5:45 in the morning to make it to their first classes, which begin at 7:20. However, under new proposals approved by the school board, high school start times could soon be pushed back by as much as nearly 2 hours.
It's been this way for a while for kids in Fairfax County. Why so much concern now?
These proposals were based on a year-long study by researchers at Children's National Medical Center. The school board commissioned the study, which began last April, as part of an ongoing effort by the school system to help teenagers get more sleep. According to Judith Owens, the director of sleep medicine at the center, teens need more than 8 hours of sleep each night. However, data has shown that more than half of seniors in Fairfax County get just 6 hours.
Well, there seems to be good reason for making a change. Of course, some people say there's also good reason not to make a change. And Katie, they're talking about money.
Right. Of course, these changes would also come with a price. Implementing the 4 approved options would range in cost from $2.8 million to $7.6 million, most of which would be for new bus purchases. However, the growing amount of research and literature on the issue means that many believe something needs to change. As Owens puts it, to do nothing in this situation is to do harm, because you're perpetuating a situation where not only academic achievement is compromised, but students' health and safety is as well.
Our next story is by Louis Lovio in the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and it's about some high-level bike racing coming to Richmond this weekend. It's the CapTech USA Cycling Collegiate Road National Championships. Now, it takes some effort to say it, but it takes a lot more effort to get the city ready for it. Part of that job is repaving some streets.
Yes. And also, one of the most important planning elements as well is simply getting the word out about the race. The competition begins on a Friday, and street closings and parking changes, which are in some of the downtown's busiest areas, will have an impact on that day's rush hour traffic.
This is a bit of a dress rehearsal for an even bigger cycling event on the way next year in Richmond.
Exactly. This collegiate race will serve as a trial run of sorts for next year's UCI Road World Cycling Championships. This is a 9-day event, and it's expected to bring nearly 500,000 visitors to the city.
And as I read here, it'll make Richmond the cycling center of the world for those 9 days. And Katie, that certainly can't hurt the city's efforts at promoting itself.
Oh, absolutely not.
Katie Johnston Hertz is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can find their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the Commonwealth at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.